If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2. The Bible says, verse 1, "And Joshua, son of Nun, sent out to Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they are come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men, hid them, and said thus, There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them and went the way to Jordan under the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is a God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed thee kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you shall save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all they that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answer her, Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, Get thee to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound a scarlet line in the window. And they went and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over, and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, Truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. I'd like to preach just a little while tonight on this, if God will be our help, on the scarlet cord. The scarlet cord. As we see this, we see something transpiring. We see the children of Israel fixing to go into the land, going into the land and beginning to conquer the land. And Joshua, as they're getting ready to cross over, he sends some spies into the land to go and spy out the land, to look and see what's transpiring, amen, on the other side, to see what kind of obstacles they face on the other side of Jordan. Amen. I believe if we just look ahead just a little bit with the Lord's help, He'll begin to show us some things and some obstacles that's up ahead. Amen. And prepare us spiritually and physically, amen, to be aware of those obstacles when we get to them. Amen. If we just look unto the Lord, praise God, for that help. So we see these spies and they go into land because God's people's preparing to move. Amen. When they went to spy out the land, every time they went to spy, it was because God's people were preparing to move. Amen. Hey, when we begin to look around, praise God, begin to see the obstacle in front, see what we need to do, praise God, we ought to be preparing to move. Amen. To march on for the good cause of Christ, to step out in faith, praise God, in the way that God wants us to go. Amen. I'm talking about getting a plan and a purpose for this life. And we see this transpiring here in what took place. Now, I just want to give you just a few things tonight about old Rahab. Now notice the first thing we see here, the Bible said that she hid the two spies and the falsehood in what she was saying. There was some falsehood in her testimony here to the king's men. Amen. She took two men and hid them and said to us, there came unto me two, I wist not whence they were. She said, I don't know where they come from. Yeah, I seen a couple men. I don't know where they come from. Amen. You say, well, preacher, she was going to betray the king. Now, hey, she may have been, but she was getting ready to hook up with the new allegiance, praise God. Amen? There was something working in her heart even at this point. Hey, ain't you glad? Have you ever noticed when you can tell when the Holy Ghost of God begins to work on people? They start changing these little subtle things that you see them begin to do and not do. Amen. That's that Spirit of God working on them. That's that new allegiance, praise God, that God's working on them. Amen. She was fixing to get a heavenly kingdom. She was heading towards a heavenly king. Amen. Her devotion wasn't to the earthly king no more. Amen. Her devotion was starting to be to a heavenly king. Amen. And it was the very essence of faith that was starting to work in her. Amen. Ain't you glad when the essence of faith begins to work? I mean, the very presence of it, they begin to see it. And she began to show what side she was on. Amen. You say, well, preacher, here, you know, in the Bible right here, it teaches it's okay to tell a lie. No, it don't. The Holy Ghost never says that. She did tell a lie. Amen. But the Bible also said she is a harlot, and the Bible surely ain't going to say it's okay to be a harlot. Amen. Amen. Hey, why you say, well, why did she do that? Hey, I want to see, praise God, because she hadn't yet received the promise. Amen. Hey, when she began to receive the promise, I believe there's some things being to change in her. When we begin to see that promise and we begin to get the hope and we begin to realize, praise God, that essence of faith, praise God, that's beginning to work in us, that it's real, it begins to transpose, it begins to move us, praise God, in different directions. We're not that old man. We're not that old woman that we used to be. He begins to guide us in a different path. He begins to guide us in a different way. It's not okay to sin. It's not okay to lie. It's not sin. It's not okay to do anything God says is wrong. Amen? But she did it because she was trying to do something that was good. You say, well, see, there it is, preacher. If you're doing something good, it's okay to lie. No, it's never okay to lie. That'd be like saying sometimes it's okay to be a prostitute, a harlot. It's never okay to be that. No matter how down in the dumps you get, praise God, you need to go talk to brother and sister. You don't need to do something like that. Amen. Same difference. Amen. So there was falsehood here in her life. But praise God, that was because that work, that essence of faith, praise God, was working on her, preparing her for something bigger. Amen. Not only was that falsehood in her life, but there was that fear that came. See, the Bible, she said here that they had heard some things. Amen. They had heard about what take place down in Egypt. Amen. They had heard, the word had passed down the line of some things that transpired way down there in Egypt, top of the world, praise God. And and all the plagues that took place, everything that the Egyptians had to go through down there in Egypt because of this people, this little nation of Israel. And they begin to see these things. They begin to hear about the spoiling in the land. That when they went out of there, so they didn't only leave, they took all of our gold with them, all our silver with them. Amen? Clean house. God said, just get you a bunch and take. He said, don't spare, just get it all. Amen. But he said, yes, if you need more pots, borrow them. Amen. So I believe it went from Egyptian house. Hey, have you got any pot? Let me borrow a pot. And then while you're getting it, just fill it up with gold and silver, will you? Amen. And God unctioned her heart. You know what they did? They filled it up with gold and silver. Praise God. Hey, what was he doing? He was preparing them for a journey. Amen. Praise the Lord. I won't tell you, when God gets you, hey, he gets you, starts preparing you to go somewhere, he'll help you. He'll prepare the way for you. He'll give you all that you need, praise God, for the journey. If we just trust him, amen. So they begin to see the spoil of the land. Amen. And then they begin to hear about, they got out of there, and they begin to hear about the parting of the Red Sea. They said, yeah, Pharaoh thought he had them, got over there to hedge up in the corner of the Red Sea, that little finger at the top. And praise God, all of a sudden, the waters just opened up and they went across dry shod. Said, I heard they didn't even get their sandals wet. Amen. Said, the water congealed. It stood up in a heap. Said, all night long, praise God, they crossed through the Red Sea. Said, in the morning, Pharaoh started to press hard on them. And not only that, his whole army was destroyed. Amen. Said God just quit blowing with his nostrils. That water, it just like jello gelatin, praise God, and all of a sudden it liquefied again. Said it come on just drowning them. Said, we've heard all that. Heard about the mighty hand of your God. Amen. And he said, we know that he destroyed them in the night. Said, we know that we have these great and mighty walls. But she said, we also know, he said, that the walls are only as strong as the people behind them. Amen. Amen. So there was some fear come in there. Fear began to come on them. Amen. You know, fear always, a lot of times, fear comes before faith. Amen. A lot of times it takes some fear to get, you know what's wrong with most of us today? You know what's wrong with most of our Bible-believing church today? There's no fear of God. There's no fear of hell. Oh, preachers, you can't preach hell hot and terrible because it's not politically correct. Amen. It's still Bible. Yeah. Amen. And it's still just as real. Hell's still just as real today, praise God, as it ever been. And without that fear of hell, praise God, so I believe there's a lot of people never going to come to faith. Amen. We need to know about the fear. We need to fear hell. Amen. Hell's an awful place. Amen. Sometimes you have to have some fear before you get faith. And sometimes you've got to have some conviction before you get conversion. Amen. It takes some conviction on the hearts and minds of people in order to bring them to a point of conversion. Amen. If there's never no conviction on your life, you're not going to have no conversion.
That's the truth.
Amen. And we said, and they tell you nowadays, you're supposed to be politically correct behind this blessed old sacred desk and just tickle their ear and make them feel all good with no fear, praise God, and no conviction, praise God. There'll never be no conversion.
Amen.
Amen. But praise God, when God gets to dealing with their heart like he did old Rahab and all those others, praise God, something will begin to stir. That fear will begin to turn to faith. And that, praise God, a conviction will turn to conversion.
Amen.
They'll get right with God. Amen. How do you know, preacher? Because that's where I was at. That's where I was at when God saved me. I was sitting over there yesterday and studying. I thought, praise God for my old granddaddy. That stood and preached and slobbered and preached on hell and how bad it was. How old? He said, where the fire's not quenched and your worm doth not. Amen. Boy, as a little old 7-year-old boy, that eat on my heart. I can just see the fires are burning me and the worms are chewing on me. Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you, about 7 years later, when God began to convict my heart, hey, fear was there. Amen. God began to give my heart, not through faith, praise God, that conviction come. And the Holy Ghost of God said, you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to burn in those fires of hell. You don't have to be eating those worms of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. I come out of there. I don't remember getting to the altar, but I know I got there. And I said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. 14-year-old. Praise God. I said, I don't want to go to hell. Why? Because it was a fear. It changed my attitude, changed my want-tos. Put conviction in my heart. Hey, I can't do the things I used to do. God won't let me. You know, when you're younger, you're more rebellious. I think as you get older, we should quit rebelling so. We should, now listen to me, we should reach a point of maturity in our Christian life to where we say, you know what? Instead of saying, but preacher, but God, but, instead of butting like a bunch of goats, we ought to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Amen, preacher. Amen. Hey, I'm with you, brother. Preach on, glory to God. And hey, and you say, well, preacher, you stepped on my toes. Hey, I was aiming at your heart, God was.
Amen.
Amen. And He touches your heart, praise God. Just bust out of that pew, fall in front of an old-fashioned altar, get it right, praise God, for the glory of God, and then shout the praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will help us then. God will help you then. Amen. When we just cut loose. Say, God, I know You're the author of this thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen? You're the one that wrote it, praise God. You're the one, hey, You haven't changed it one whit. It's still the same yesterday and forever. And whatever You say, praise God, that's all right. I believe it. Amen? Now, God, just help me to live it.
Yeah.
See, that's where the rubber meets the road. Hey, we can believe it, but we ought to live it. If God says, hey, quit it, we ought to quit it. Amen. Hey, because God knows what's good for us. Praise the Lord if we'll just let Him help us. So not only do we see the falsehood and the fear, but we see her faith. Amen. Rahab had some faith. If you look at her faith, you see her great confession. Look at verses 9. He said, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. There's number one. She said, hey, some things that I know. She's confessing this. She said, I know one thing. God's given you this land. In other words, she said, hey, it don't belong to us. Amen? And then she goes on and she says, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants' land faint because of you. She said, her confession, she said, hey, look, these are some things that I know I can see taking place. Amen? And then she goes on, verse 10, said, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. Amen? So her confession is, she said, we know what You've done. We know what God's allowed. We know what God's done for you. Amen. Her great confession that she makes of these things in place. Not only does she make a great confession, but she makes a great profession. In verse 11, she goes on and says, as soon as we heard these things, our heart didn't melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. And then notice her profession right here. So she says, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Amen. What a great confession. Confess faith in the Lord Jesus in God, the good God of glory, the God of heaven, and the God of earth too. Amen. It took some fear, praise God. It took some conviction to get her to where a place where she would realize who God was. We ever get fear and conviction. You know what's wrong with us? We want to pet on our people and we want to love on our love that we ever want to tell them. Say, look, if you don't get straight, I believe some of them, we're just going to have to look between Big Bill. Say, if you don't quit and get right with God, you're going to hell. Amen. I've had to do something about it. You're going to go to hell lost without God. Let God help you, please. I love you. I don't want you to go there. Amen. Sometimes I believe we're getting to the point in this thing, we just gonna have to be straight up. And say, Lord, listen, if you don't want to go to hell, you've got to quit what you're doing, you've got to get saved. You've got to allow the Lord Jesus to help you come into your life, save your soul. If you don't, you're gonna burn in the pits of hell forever. But she said that in her profession, she said, hey, the God you serve is the God of heaven, and He's also the God of earth. Amen. What a profession, amen. So we see here that, hey, nobody had to explain to her that she was an old sinner. Amen. Ain't nobody have to read the Roman road to her and get to realize, praise God, that she wasn't on the winning side. Amen. Why? Because of fear and conviction. It began to deal in her heart, praise God. to the point of bringing that essential faith that she needed, praise God, to bring her to conversion. Amen? She needed it, and she recognized her need. She needed the Savior. She needed somebody to save her. She needed a deliverer. Amen? Amen? That's what everybody else needs too. Yours and mine, amen? All of our people, they need a deliverer. They need a Savior tonight, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And amen? And she recognized it in these fellows. And she said, hey, look, I need some help here. Verse 12. She said, and now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house. Now listen to this. And give me a true token. She says, I want you to make a pledge to me. So I want to make a covenant, a verbal covenant with you. Amen. She said, I've helped you. I've showed you kindness. I want you to promise me you'll do me the same thing. Amen. Amen. And they do. Notice their promise. Verse 18 said, behold, when we come into the land. Well, he goes back in verse 17, and the men said unto her, we will be blameless this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. He said, hey, we're going to keep our part of the bargain. He said, this is what you need to do. He said, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. Amen. So so here's their promise. They said, okay. We're going to make you a promise. He said, as long as you keep your part, he said, if you'll bring all your family, get them all into your house, and you take this scarlet cord, amen, and you drop that scarlet cord, you run that scarlet cord through the window, and you let that scarlet cord hang down. Now listen, he said, that you in the window that you let us out of, he said, you take this scarlet cord, and you let it, hey, you don't tie it on the outside, you let it run through the window into the house. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, then you go out and you get all your family and all your loved ones and you bring them in the house. Amen. He said, then you'll be at a place of safety. Amen. Amen. So are you with me? Amen. So he said, now this is promise. This is what you got to do. Amen. So notice what she does. Her great possession that she has. In verse 21 said, and she said, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound a scarlet line in the window. Amen. She didn't wait. They said, now when we start to come into the land, praise God, soon as they got out of sight, glory to God, she took that scarlet cord and she bound it up through that window and she hooked her up solid and she hooked it up fast, praise God. Immediately, praise God, stepped out on the promise that made her. Amen. Didn't wait around for a week. Didn't wait around for a month. Didn't wait around for somebody to come and tell her. Praise God, she stepped out on faith. That essence of faith was there. That fear, that conviction, amen, caused her to follow in the instructions that was given. Amen. She stepped out on faith to do those things they told her to do. So she was saved. She's behind that scarlet cord. Amen. Now that scarlet cord, we'll get to that in a minute. But she was behind. She was safe behind that scarlet cord. Amen. Safe in the house. But now outside, there was some outward circumstances that was still there. Amen. Those outward circumstances, amen, was still there. Now she had received the promise. She had stepped out on faith of the promise. But those outside circumstances was all still there. Amen. Now I was thinking about these as I was sitting there today. And I wrote some of them. There's about four outside circumstances that would have been pretty hard to deal with. Number one was those daily marches that they was about to behold. Amen. Could you imagine every day that they got them out and Joshua had got marching orders from the Lord and he said, you get the priest and you take the ark and you get it out there and you have the, maybe that's with the trumpets. And said, every morning you blow the trumpets and you get the, now see what they do, they'd blow them trumpets and they had trumpets for each tribe of Israel. And they would blow them trumpets in order to get them to line up in their marching order. And every morning, praise God, can you imagine that daily marching and see old Rahab and all them others? They heard them trumpets, praise God, blowing, get them to line up and getting them in marching order. And they thought, well, okay, here they come. They're getting ready to march on in. And then day after day, they could hear, they could see that marching. They'd hear them trumpets and they'd see that marching as they'd march around that place. Amen. You see it? They'd blow them trumpets, they'd line up, and then they didn't make a sound. So they had the daily march and they had the deadly silence. Amen. They have to deal with every day. They'd hear them trumpets blow, and then the rest of the day, amen, they'd just see them people line up, and they'd see them start marching around Jericho. They'd march around that thing, not make a sound. And they'd watch them all the way around. Can you imagine how nerve-wracking that'd be? We don't know when they was going to break ranks and when they was going to charge, when they was going to do that. And they seen that day after day. The marching and the silence. And then that dreaded doom that they would have day by day. Amen? The doom that they would feel, you know, that only, well, today is the day. That today is the day that they, the doom that they would have because they were completely surrounded. There was no means of escape. Have you ever felt like you was completely surrounded and there's no means of escape? Amen. But ain't you glad God said He wouldn't put us in that predicament? Amen. But He'd not put more on you and you're bearing with it. He'd make a way of escape. Amen. Glory be to God. He'll not head you about where you can't get out. He said you can always call on the Lord. Amen. That's our way of escape. Call on Jesus. Praise God. He'll turn us loose. Amen. So they had that dreaded doom every day. And then they had that deep sense of fear. That fear that any minute could be it. Because, see, they knew exactly what was going to take place. Had they done seen these other two places had been taken and everything in there, they said, slaughtered everybody. Even to the cattle and to the asses that was in that place. They just wiped the place out, utterly destroyed everything in it. So they have all this impeding stuff coming upon them. All this outward circumstances. But I believe even with them outward circumstances, they was an inward confidence in old Rahab. Amen. I won't take that. Hey, those that has the essential faith to believe and trust in the Lord, he's always going to be that outer confidence, amen, for a child of God. Just like he was in old Paul. I believe she was like old Paul in 2 Timothy 1 and 12. She knew whom she believed and was persuaded that he was able to keep that which she had committed unto him against that day. I don't believe she worried. I don't believe she had to fret. I don't believe she cried and moaned over different things. Praise God. I believe she just stepped out on faith, trusting in what the promise had been given to her. Amen. That promise had been given to her. She had took that scarlet cord and she had taken that thing and she had run it through that wind and she had tied that off. Amen. That scarlet cord, a type of the promise. Amen. That scarlet cord, a type of the promise that we can receive when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was it a type of the promise, but a type of the price that was paid on the cross of Calvary. A price that they could look for, praise God, realizing that the promise and the price had already been paid. Amen. The promise and the price and the Passover. Amen. Took a look back over to Egypt. She thought that scarlet cord. Amen. She remembered the story they heard when they come out of Egypt. They said, you take a lamb for a house, and a lamb for a family. He said, amen, take a lamb. He said, we got down on there. He said, hey, he said, your lamb, praise God. He said, you take and you kill it, and you take the blood, and you put it on the doorpost and on the lintel. He said, and when that death angel comes through, he said, he'll pass by you. Amen. That scarlet cord, it represented that Passover. Amen. Glory be to God. She said, you know what? I'm going to trust in the same God. That same God, Jehovah. That's what she calls Him. Amen. She said, God, Jehovah, praise God. He's the delivering God. God of heaven and God of earth. Amen. She said, I'm going to put my faith in Him. I'm going to trust in Him, praise God. Have that confidence that she needed. The confidence, amen, to trust the Lord. How much confidence did she have? How confident was she? Bible said, I believe she went out and as a witness. She went out as a witness. She began to go to her family. She said, you need to get in the house. Amen. They said, what? She said, hey, listen, this thing's about to be up. He said, if you'll get in the house, praise God. She said, I've got a promise. The price has been paid and a price over, praise God, has been promised. Amen. She said, if you'll just get in the house, young'uns. Amen. I can see her running from door to door, knocking on doors. She said, hey, sis, would you come on? You got to come to my house. I've got a promise from the God of Israel. If you'll come to my house and praise God, trust Him, hey, you'll be all right. Went to her brother's house, knocked on the door, and said, brothers, if you'll come over to my house and get in the house, praise God, you'll be okay. You'll pass over. Amen. They looked at her like she was crazy. He said, what are you talking about? She said, I've got a promise. He said, the God of Israel, man, I've got a promise. The price has been paid. It's a Passover been offered. He said, if you'll just come to my house. He said, if you'll just come to the house. Amen. And they said, well, what's so different about your house? He said, you got to understand, over at my house today's a scarlet cord. Amen. It's tied through the window from out there to in here. Praise God. If you get in there inside that scarlet cord, praise God, it'll bind you up. Praise God. It'll tie you up in safety. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be safe in my house behind the scarlet cord. So if you'll come to the house, you'll come get in. She said, oh, hey. She said, oh, how great a salvation God wants to offer. She said, hey, family, by mama, daddy, brother, sister, kinfolk. Hey, if you'll just all come to my house, how great a salvation you all get in. Amen. Y'all get in my house. We'll be okay. We'll be all right if you just get in my house. Praise the Lord. She gathers them up. Hey, she had confidence. Oh, Rahab had confidence in the God of glory. She had confidence in that scarlet cord. Amen. A promise. Amen. She had a promise. She had a promise. She had a price. She had a Passover. Everything been taken care of for her. She said, family, if you'll just get under. You know, same thing for us, our families today. If they'll just get in the house and they'll just get under that scarlet cord. Amen. Under the promise. Under the price. And under that Passover. They say, our lambs died for us. Amen. We're going to celebrate the resurrection this coming Sunday. Amen. Of that lamb that died for us on the cross of Calvary. So she had confidence she was going to get in. And that they could too. And I believe it wasn't going to be long. It wasn't going to be long until she was, not only was she going to get in, but she was going to be a part of God's people. Amen. She done had the promise. The price done been paid and the Passover done been met. You say, well, preacher, what took place? Well, she got in. Amen. Now, it's amazing to me, and I thought about this, and I'd never thought about this before. But the Bible says, let me just read it to you. I don't want to mess it up. Look over in Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. He told them to go into the land and utterly destroy it. Every man, he said, as they marched around the seven times and they blew the trumpets. Verse 20, Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. Now, I wondered about that. I thought, wait a minute. Rahab's house was on top of the wall. And God said, the Bible says that the walls fell down flat. What happened to Rahab's house? Amen. She had the scarlet cord. She had the scarlet cord, praise God. And all the people that was in her house. But notice something. Glory, thank God for that protection. This is what Josh said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the women and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. Now listen, and said the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brother and all that she had. And they brought out all of her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. Amen. When it's all said and done, everything the dust had cleared, they said, hey, go in there and get old Rahab. We promised her we'd bring. He's go in there and get. And they went in there and got. But you know, it's something kind of sad here in my mind as I see this. So he brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren. But it don't mention her sisters. He said that she begged specifically that my sisters, her sisters ain't there. I believe when Rahab went and knocked on that door, she said, sisters, she said, come on, she said, you've got to come to my house. You've got to get in the house. You've got to get behind the cord, that scarlet cord. She said, God's made us a promise. He's made us a covenant. Amen. He's paid the price. He's offered a Passover. And they said, sis, you go on. We ain't fooling none of that. We'll take our chances. Amen. They said, you go on, do what you think you... We're going to just take our chances. We think we'd be better off out here where we can at least have an opportunity to run. Amen. And I believe probably maybe when them walls began to shake and begin to quiver, they took off running out of their house and headed across, and poof, them walls fell over. Squished in place. You say, well, preacher, that ain't Bible. Well, I mean, I'm just giving you a scenario. But he says that there's nothing mentioned about her sisters. She specifically asked for her sisters, but they didn't want to participate. I'm afraid today we're in the same situation. The Bible says in 6:25, it said, and Joshua saved Rahab, the heart alive, in her father's household, and all that she had. Amen. And she dwelled in Israel even unto this day. Amen. She became one of those mighty ones known. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, it mentions old Rahab, the harlot. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. He said, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. Amen. The Bible tells us here, said, old Rahab, amen, she believed. And she went knocking on doors. And she said, hey, we're partakers of a promise. She said, I've got a scarlet cord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, if you'll come to the house, you'll get behind the cord, you'll be saved. Praise the Lord. Hey, the same thing that works for me and you today. If we'll get in the house, get behind the cord. Amen. In the promise, in that covenant with God made through His Son, Jesus Christ, we'll be safe in the house. Amen. We'll be safe. But we've got to get to where we can. That scarlet cord makes all the difference. Amen. That scarlet cord, it runs all the way from the beginning all the way to the end, unbroken. Praise the Lord. If we just get behind that scarlet cord that binds, that cord that pulls us, holds us together, it'll help us all the way to the end of life.